Okay, well, it is September 18th, 2012, and I'm sitting here about to interview Dennis Brown. I'm Eric Damer, and I'm very pleased to that you granted us an interview, Dennis.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's great to be here. So, how did you come to be in Burnaby?
All right. I lived the first 16 years in North Vancouver in Lynmore District, which was just about the outskirts, up on top of Keith Road Hill, actually. And then three blocks was the boundary between the city of North Vancouver and the district of North Vancouver. So that's where I lived. Well, my father was working in a shingle mill at the foot of Renfrew in Vancouver, and he used to just drive across the bridge and to go to work. But he was transferred to a mill in Burnaby. No, not Burnaby, pardon me, New Westminster, just below the brewery that was there on Burnett Street. And it turned out that he couldn't commute from that point to New Westminster because he had what was called a non-essential war work job, meaning he couldn't get gas. All he could do was just a number one. It was called number one, but it was actually the lowest of below, an A ration. And I think they got something like 5 gallons a week. So we had to move over here, and that's when it happened. So,
And then that date you moved.
well, we moved in, I guess it was about June of 1941. Yeah, just as school ended. And then we moved over here.
And how old were you when you moved?
16.
16.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So
So,
you ended up in Burnaby.
ended up in Burnaby, and I went to Burnaby South High School down here now, where the Japanese complex is, just down Kingsley. And in grade 11, started grade 11. I guess by that time I was 17. Yeah, I guess I had a birthday in between time. And so we started school then. And of course, it was all the rationing of all sorts of things, but my mother took care of all that. I didn't get involved in anything like that. And
So a couple of questions. One is about the neighborhood you moved into. Where was that, and what
that
was it
was
like?
over at just by Central Park at Patterson and Wilson, where Wilson comes in at an angle there. It doesn't get through to Patterson anymore. And we lived right on the corner there.
And what do you remember being in the neighborhood? Were there many people? Did you have a lot of neighbors?
Well, oh yeah, we had lots of neighbors. See, we were on one of the corridors. All right, back to your population. On the corner of the southeast corner of Kingsway and Boundary, on the Central Park side, there was a sign that said, "Welcome to Burnaby, population 23,000." So we were in a high density area. We had lots of neighbors and whatnot. They were all formed all along the interurban line, along Kingsway, and then the other major one was along Hastings Street. It was a little bit through the central part where the Burnaby Lake line went, but was very sparse through
And did
there.
you move into a house?
Yeah, it was nothing else but houses.
A nice house? Did it
Oh yeah, it
quite
was a nice
pleasant? Did
house.
you have running water and
Yeah,
electricity?
it was modern.
Good.
It had indoor plumbing.
Well, very good.
And the only thing it didn't have is still burned sawdust.
And school. I'm curious what you remember about going to school,
Yeah,
to high school
okay, went
here.
to Burnaby South High School, and which is, I always want to say Sperling and Kingsway, because it did stretch all the way along there, but it goes back to, I keep forgetting where that road, what that street is now, but it was about 3 blocks, 2 blocks long, I guess, roughly, maybe, yeah. And it took up, all the school spread. There were three schools in that area. There was a new one that was just opened in 1940, that was just built. And then there was one, I don't remember when it was started, and then there's the original one, which is now the Alan Emmett Center. Right. And that was one that was used for manual training items and whatnot. The other two were for commercial and general courses.
And what sort of courses did you take?
I took senior matric.
So the academic program.
Yeah.
And did you take any courses that were you thinking career?
No, I was just thinking.
Taking the standard academic.
I would have gone on to the university, but things happened. People were in the war, and that had a big effect on it.
Right.
So I decided that come after my senior matric, I would join the Air Force, which I did. And that was June of 1944. And so I went back to Toronto for basic training, finished the basic training over in the bullpen at the exhibition grounds, and finished the basic training there. And then they decided that they didn't require any more air crew because they had sufficient. They were getting ready for the big pushes, so they wanted us in the Army. And this is what I said, like, it maybe sounds too high, whatever. But I didn't want to go in the Army. I had volunteered once, and I wasn't going to go in the Army. Because I wasn't interested in it. And so we decided, my chum and I decided we would come home and take a discharge and wait for our call. See, we had lost our exemption when we volunteered. We could have kept on getting exemption for schooling, but we lost that. So we had to wait to go in the Army. So we waited to decided to go home, take discharge, got the discharge in November